There isn't a wide gulf separating the two candidates on the major issues that have emerged this year. Both are trying to bring a common sense approach to balancing the borough budget and planning for the future. The incumbent, Brett Hibbert, owns Alaska Cab and has served on the assembly for a little less than a year. He was appointed to replace Gary Canop. He says simply cutting spending isn't the answer to the borough's financial woes. The budget has grown by a little more than the rate of inflation the past few years.
I think what's really affected us in our shortfall is our grocery tax. We went from 12 months to 3 months. The revenue sharing from the state is down. So we're going to have to tax something to close this gap. Hopefully the voters, they'll either decide at this election or when it comes back to the assembly. If they don't, we'll definitely figure out something.
Hibbert is hoping that voters approve Proposition 2 on the ballot. That would bump the sales tax cap in the borough up from $500 to $1,000 and raise about $3 million annually. That's similar to the stance of Dan Castamore. He currently serves on the district school board and is the IT manager for the city of Kenai. What he doesn't want is for the borough to rely on more tourism to fund operations.
So Kenai has never been a tourism economy, and that's where I grew up. I moved to Homer for 5 years in 2003, and I finally got to see what a tourism economy really looked like. And in a tourism economy, everything closes on Labor Day. People come in, work, and leave, you know. I don't think that tourism is an economy that I want. I want an economy that's stable. I want an economy that weathers through all kinds of problems. The city of Kenai, in the 37 years I've been here, the only time we've ever had a financial crisis is when Kmart closed, and it was for 1 year. You know, we've got a stable economy because it's not based on one specific industry.
And that's probably the biggest difference between the two candidates. Hibbert would like to see more tourism and, by extension, more tax dollars coming from outside the peninsula.
I support tourism just for the simple fact is that it funds schools. And we have some great schools, and we have some great teachers and administrators at these schools. So, you know, if we don't have tourism, that's 25% of our tax base. And that all goes to schools. So then the borough's got to come up with something else, another way our taxes are going to go up.
The two find some common ground again on the other ballot proposition getting attention, the cannabis question. Hibbert says regardless of how the vote goes, the borough will be charged with carrying out the rules either way, and he's fine with that. Castamore says he doesn't really have a dog in the fight, but will be voting to keep the industry intact in the borough.
I'm not sure it's a great thing, to be honest with you, for our community. But I also see a lot worse things out there, you know, when it comes to alcohol and other drugs and substance abuse that we're dealing with. The bottom line is it has created some jobs in our community. Has it? If we ban it, will the entire economy crash? No, it won't. It would make me uncomfortable to tell businesses who have established themselves in the borough for several years now, oh, you have to close now. But at the same time, I think if you got into that industry and you read those regulations, you knew the risks. You know, and you get to make the money based on that risk.
Castamore and Hibbert made their comments on the most recent edition of the Kenai Conversation, which can be heard in its entirety at our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.